UZ. It's G spittin'. Yeah. Turn it up. No battery. 우리 사이의 관계 모험. 너가 떠나간 후에 후회와 단내렸지. Y'all better see 우리의 마침표. 끝났기에 마음의 무게 없이 나 떠돌고 싶어. 가볍게 넘는 이곳의 추억을 두세 없이.
What?
Noelle.
I'm named after Foxy Brown.
This is episode 56 of the Always Rational K-pop podcast.
And I guess due to the Olympics and the fact that I want to actually go watch stuff before it's over for the day. Yeah, track started yesterday, and as you know, that is the most hotly anticipated chain of events in the Olympics, primarily because that's the one that my country competes in, so.
Yeah, it's busy.
So we have two really big pieces of news that warrant a lot of discussion. So that's mostly what we're going to go with.
Yep, that's the only thing that we're going to talk about, I think.
So we'll start out with something, I guess, that qualifies as new music. Even though it's been out for a couple of weeks. Psy, who is technically under the YG umbrella, I think his situation is more like...
What, Tableau?
Yeah, than anybody else. YG is just responsible for producing the album, not so much for all of the management stuff. So Psy released Gangnam Style, which when it came out, I didn't pay any attention to it.
Then
I started seeing all of these people who have either no interest in K-pop or very little tweeting about how awesome and amazing the music video was.
Yeah.
Then I started seeing celebrities tweeting about it, American celebrities, that is. And I was like, okay.
You have to watch it?
Let me watch and judge for myself if these people are just over-exaggerating because they've never seen a K-pop video before. Though it was Psy, so I really should have known better.
Yep.
Having enjoyed his previous major single, Right Now, which was like crazy people dancing in the street.
Well, it's still crazy.
Yeah, so his video focuses on the upscale Gangnam neighborhood, where apparently, according to the CNN translator, the CNN reporter who also said that nobody in the U.S. understands what he's singing about.
Aren't there any Koreans in the U.S.? Or maybe Korean-Americans? Or people who study Korean?
Apparently not. But she says she has some intelligent people around her who translated the song. And she can reveal that it's basically about these high class ladies who are classy on the classy during the day and wild during the night. Yeah, that's what one verse of the song is about. But it's basically Psy saying that he's Gangnam Style, that he's awesome, and he describes throughout the song what type of girl he likes and what type of guy he is. That's basically the back and forth between the two
the lyrics.
Yeah. And the video itself is wildly entertaining, and I do love entertaining videos. My favorite
choreography is entertaining.
So. Yeah, the horse riding.
Yeah.
My favorite part, hands down, is No Hong Chul in the elevator dancing over his head.
Yep.
He's like, I like how his facial expression subtly progresses, and then once it hits that spot, it does not change. And it's like, it's treated like the most commonplace thing. And of course, we have last year's music video viral sensation. Hyuna features in this video as well.
Yep. Do you think that helps? Not really.
Because
I couldn't recognize Hyuna.
It's halfway through the video, so at that point, whoever's watching was already watching. And it just made me, like, as soon as I saw her on the train, I just started laughing. Especially, I laughed even harder when she started dancing. And I don't think that was intended to be funny.
It's funny. I don't know why.
I think I just laughed because I saw where the video was going. And then, of course, Psy gives her that I can't believe you're standing here look. And I must immediately come to you and embrace you. And then it just turns into this ridiculous, like, almost giant line of dancers in cosplay.
It's funny.
Which probably contributes to it being one of the greatest things ever. It's already up to 13 million views.
Wow. You know what? When it comes to viral videos, you really never know what will become viral. You just have no idea.
And I think,
I don't think they ever meant that way, right?
No, I don't think they ever had any clue that it could happen. Obviously, YG is a company that affords major artists, releases music videos, and the next day it's up over a million views. But, of course, never this quickly. And it usually, like, evens out before this point. But with Psy, you don't expect that. Outside of Korea, he's not very well known. He's a middle-aged, almost overweight guy.
He's not an idol. The complete opposite
of what's being pushed by the Hallyu movement. So it just goes to show you that the more you control something, the less control you have over it.
Yep.
You've been trying, and a lot of people have brought this up. Obviously, they've been trying for years now to break into the American market. You had Seven, BoA, and these are major attempts. Wonder Girl's still going. Rain was supposed to and then didn't. 21 is supposed to make their debut soon.
Not yet, yeah.
You have all these people that have been trying. And, of course, this is not reflective at all into answering the American music industry, but it goes a certain way in entering the American consciousness. At any rate, of course, the song is entirely in Korean, so that in itself is a surprise, but that probably just adds to the novelty of the whole thing.
That's the novelty, I think.
It's a ridiculous video, and you don't have to listen to the lyrics, just the way it sounds, and you just take in all of the visuals, and that not only makes it entertaining, but that gives you the ability to watch it over and over.
I was telling her about that earlier because she was saying that it was so hard to find translations for Gangnam Style. I told her, look, I don't think people are going to watch it for the lyrics. I think they're just going to watch it for the visuals because it's hilarious.
Oh, of course not. No one's really interested in... I mean, I'm not saying no one. There are people that are interested in the lyrics. That's why I was saying, hey, you know what would have been great? To do the way JYP does it. And... Mm-hmm. Include the option in the video for you to watch the English lyrics. Because YG is quite litigious when it comes to taking down other versions of their videos. Other people's uploaded versions. And two, you want to channel all the people that want to watch it to this one video at this point. So it would have been smart to have translations or to add the translations to it.
Yeah, go tell YG that then. Complain. But it would have been a great idea if they did that too.
Yeah, so another thing we had related to that is earlier in the week, you had Gangnam Style rank in the top 10 on the iTunes dance chart in the United States, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, and New Zealand.
Amazing. Amazing, without even trying. Wow.
And as of right now, it's fifth in the US. It is, God damn it, ninth in Canada.
What? That's
Third
ridiculous. That's so surprising. Hey, that's
in
cool.
Denmark and second in Finland. So
What? Wow. Wow. I guess people like it.
I'm surprised people are buying it.
I
That's the
know.
thing. 'Cause it's one thing, like, if this was the music video, I think that would have made more sense to me. But like a lot of people were pointing out, what came ahead of what I guess is the second Latino music renaissance in the US was the Macarena, which was just a really silly song that was ridiculously catchy, had a silly video, and had a dance that was kind of instructed to
Oh,
you through the
yeah.
video. And this is sort of similar.
So what, people are now gonna dance the horse riding dance?
I think people are, well, the reporter from CNN said she was going to. I think people are interested in it to some extent because we do have dance crazes, but those are usually from songs that are flat out teaching you how to do the dance. And the song has very little value outside of that. And of course, Macarena was like that to some extent. But what they said was that the song, the Macarena, silly as it was, it came ahead of other later songs by Shakira and Ricky Martin and
Yep,
several
I
other
remember that
artists
song.
that made songs almost entirely in Spanish and managed to be hit songs. So you never know. I mean, of course, the Latino explosion was helped by the fact that there were a large amount of people of Hispanic heritage in the US, and there are a lot of Spanish speakers. So that makes it a little bit easier. There are substantially less Korean speakers in the US, but there are a lot of people that are interested, just not concentrated in the same area. So,
Amazing, huh?
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
21 is again supposed to release. I don't know if it's later in this year or next year. And Wonder Girls, I'm not even going to put a date on them. They're going to release their
on.
first album
Right,
sometime in the
okay.
future,
Right.
hopefully.
I'm not gonna say it again, but fine, I'm just gonna say it. Give me the damn album, okay? Now.
And you have, of course, 21's American Concerts coming up, I think next week. And
Oh, they're in Jerry Must. Yeah, what's his name? Jeremy Scott's Adidas commercial, too. With Nicki Minaj.
you have Big Bangs later this year in the US. So the juggernauts of K-pop, let me put it like that, also under the same label as Psy, are about to have their first major concerts in the US. So all of that is interesting timing. That's going to be in people's minds. 21 also did a performance of I Love You with Sung Ha Jung, which is nice. I didn't get to see it yet, but
loads really slow. I was trying
yeah,
to watch
because
it
it
last
was on
night.
a Korean website, so.
Aren't they gonna post it in the YG channel or something? Or 21's official YouTube? I think they usually do that, right?
I don't know how much they do in terms of performances, posting on YouTube. Again, YG On Air is a TV show, and they probably have an
Rights or
agreement for
something.
streaming rights.
Yeah.
So probably not until the show stops airing they'll be able to do that.
Oh, you were telling me something about music videos being reviewed before being put up online, right?
Yeah. Now I forgot the name of the. I think it's Korean Media Review Board is the entity that's going
So,
to.
it's not MoGAF. Thank goodness. Because everything is ridiculous when it comes
I
to
think
MoGAF.
it's going to be ridiculous either way. The idea that your music video has to be reviewed before you can post it to the internet is the most bizarre thing
It's weird. Yeah. But I
for.
was asking you earlier, how are they going to control YouTube and other overseas video sharing places? Maybe Korea, yes, they can do that. But what about YouTube?
I think it's going to be again if they find it and they know
If
it
they
hasn't
find it.
been. I think they will find it. and it hasn't been reviewed by them, you face, I think, what amounts to, it's either $2,000 fine or 20,000 or 2 years in prison. And I'm sure they're very serious about that. And it's in an effort to put the best face forward in terms of Hallyu, I think. And
Okay.
that's going to, when it comes to the mainstream artists with the big companies, I doubt they'll have much of a problem. But what this did was, when your music video was reviewed and disallowed for air on TV by MOGEF or whoever, you were able to put it online
People can
with
watch
no
it.
restrictions.
That's what you were
And
telling me before. You can still see it online. And I was like, what if it just happens that they ban videos online as well? And now it's happening.
yeah, the idea is they're, I guess, they're upset that people are trying to circumvent the law, and they want the foreigners' perception of Korean music to be a certain way. And it's
Okay.
unfortunate for more original artists, for artists that would be indie and not have a major music label behind them, or have made their music label themselves. For them to have to deal with this sort of thing is probably going to be most annoying for them.
Yep.
Especially since they tend to make music videos with more mature themes. They tend to, I guess, wear a lot more promotional material. So,
I'm thinking no more Sunny Hill videos.
that would be sad, but they have they're gonna enact a system where they label the videos. I think permissible for a general audience, 12 to 15-year-olds,
Like the
permissible
TV
for them.
shows.
Mature, and then I guess banned.
Very interesting.
I mean,
But
it's
continue.
sad that you would have to then recut your video to go online, where there aren't supposed to be any barriers.
So policing the internet now, huh?
Yep.
Eh, not good. Doesn't sound good at all.
Not in the least. So, our major news, of course, this had been
Everyone knows about this.
the only thing people were talking about all week, until Psy's numbers started rocketing up, and I guess people wanted to focus more on the positive than on the negative, strangely enough. But this has definitely been dominating the news. Every other day, someone's posting an article that may or may not be rubbish.
It's turned into he said, oh, he said, she said. Is that
No,
right?
more like he said, and we think she said, because she didn't
Oh.
really say anything.
She's been
Because
silent, so I think she's been threatened to shut up.
how can you, right? But we made mention in the previous episode that there was a press conference scheduled for Monday, August 1st. Well,
Yeah.
Monday, July 31st, I'm sorry.
This is about Tiara, guys, okay?
And this is a translation that I'm reading of the press release. As Tiara lives their lives together, I feel that if someone places himself or herself above the rest and rocks the boat, the overall stability of the team falters. I wish to emphasize that the bullying reports surrounding Tiara have no basis in truth. Early after their debut, Tiara went through reports of several members being bullied, such as Eunjung, Soyeon, or Boram, but that was simply childish jealousy, which did not pass 2 days, and they soon grew closer together. During the recent concert, a total of 230 staff members moved together. The difference in determination that the Tiara members have talked about did not mean whether or not the members could start on stage. If someone becomes lazy or self-centered and thinks only of oneself, that performance has no reprieve but to suffer flaws, and that kind of stage shines only on the outside. On the inside exists only a shallow longing to show something. That is what determination means. Determination for
Okay.
the stars and staff members alike.
First, they talked about what do you call this determination, right? So definitely their accounts weren't hacked. What a liar,
Yeah, he
right?
tried that first, and everyone was like, BS. So you kind of have to address it. But of course, this is a written statement made after the press conference when he put his foot all in his mouth.
Yeah, digging a deeper hole for himself then. Kim
So,
Kwang-soo.
It continues, the most important thing for the staff and the artists is their health. Only if their body is healthy can they put on a good performance. Eunjung tore her ligament when she fell on an icy road, and Jeon injured her leg during drama filming. She also broke her nose during the Osaka concert when she bumped into a lighting tower, requesting emergency surgery and took the stage afterwards, notwithstanding disagreement with the concert and company managers. She went through full treatment lasting 3 days after her return to Korea. I mean, after you've already been criticized as lazy and threatened that you're going to be fired if you show yourself to be lazy, of course they're going to go on stage with these ridiculous injuries.
Even if you say don't, you're just saying that.
Yep.
It's superficial, yeah. It's because, you know, you just need to say it. So that they'd appear humane. Not really.
So, Hwayeong's leg injury and her subsequent absence for the concert was for the protection of the star. Although she wanted to stand on stage, all the staff and Tiara members argued against her, and she eventually took the stage only for her day-by-day performance, as per her wishes. Therefore, the determination that Tiara was talking about was not standing on stage or otherwise. Despite poor salary, countless staff members and managers are working hard behind the stars, driving while missing out on sleep, being on alert 24 hours a day, checking their makeup behind the stage. The staff work hard because they all have the common goal of creating the next level top star. Most staff members, including the on-site manager, are living in either small homes or dormitories with 3 to 7 other people. If those people feel sadness due to a certain celebrity or decide to seek another path because what they feel they're doing isn't right, then the Tiara who gives happiness and joy to many people are more than facades in front of the audience. Because the eight members of Tiara, I guess it's saying, like, if they're sweet and wonderful on stage with their bitches off and only the managers and those see them, then it's not worth anything. Because the eight members of Tiara put teamwork ahead of themselves, they respected the decision of the 19 staff members. Because there couldn't be any more staff members going through such pain, this decision was made after much debate. I also thought for a long time whether or not this was the right path, and know that it hurts akin to cutting out one's own flesh. However, I made the decision based on Tiara's future and continued existence, and together with the staff, we sat up until 7 a.m. this morning convincing the Tiara members. Again, I stressed that there was no such bullying taking place between the Tiara members and Hwayeong, and all reports are without truth. Earlier I mentioned during Tiara's switch from 7 to 9 members that the possibility of member changes existed for those who do not work hard enough or inflicted damage upon other members. They have a serious problem. Mm-hmm. If Tiara becomes lazy or puts themselves first, then the group will become empty on the inside. Therefore, the first priority would be humility, basic manners, and their character. That is the only way I feel Tiara will continue to be a true Hallyu idol. Since Hwayeong has much promise as a rapper, Core Contents Media has decided to end her contract without conditions and believe that she will grow into the future as a free artist. We deeply apologize for the many incidents which made everyone who loved Tiara nervous and worried, and we have nothing but sadness to convey such an unsettling incident on their third anniversary. Although we, the staff of Core Contents Media, stayed up early into early morning discussing with the Tiara members who all wanted to stay with Hwayeong, we apologize to the members in saying that we could not forsake the argument of the staff members. Lastly, we again express our sadness to the Tiara members and wish for the best to Hwayeong and a successful rapping career. So, just a few things. Again, we have very little in terms of actual facts.
That's true. We don't know.
Having experienced something like this before, we're pretty sure that we're never going to have that. Like it's been pointed out in several articles I've read, basically, Core Contents Media and their partners have free rein to say whatever they like about the situation.
Definitely.
And the artist that's been cast aside is never going to say anything, especially if they have the intention of continuing in the entertainment industry. If you speak up, the company that you eventually sign with is not going to see that as a good thing. They're going to see that as, if anything bad ever happens in our company, whether it's our fault or not, this person is going to tell the media what happened behind closed doors, and we can't have that kind of liability. It also does not help that Hwayeong's sister, Hyo Young, is also...
The twin, yeah.
Is also still under Core Contents Media. So it's not in her best interest to say anything. of course, you have several petitions circulating. I think it was over 300,000 signatures.
Wow.
To find out.
You were able to get that much signatures? Oh, just a matter of, what, a week?
It took little to no time to get to that point. It's probably beyond that. But that's the petition to find out the truth from Tiara.
Yep, find out the truth.
There was a petition for them to disband. I think that was around 50,000 members the last time I checked, with a goal of 150,000. So thanks. You have these two things in the ether, obviously both allegedly done on behalf of Hua Young, who has tweeted recently, you know, thank you, but that's enough. The point being that if she's as kind and good as people are coming out and saying she is, then she won't want this group to disband, because this is the group that she was seeking to be famous with or to make music with. And if these people are your friends, obviously you don't want them to be hurt because of something your CEO did or something that you did. And the big sticking point from the press conference was that there was an incident where she didn't perform on Music Bank, I think.
Yeah, one of the weekly shows.
Where she decided just minutes before that she wasn't going to go on stage, allegedly.
But we will never find out if it's true.
Well,
because they can always say that.
Well, the problem with that was, it didn't seem as though it was a pre-recorded performance, so lots of people would have been there, including the media, and there's been nobody who's come out and confirmed it. There's been no music video, video evidence of it happening. And as we all know, if celebrities are around, there are video phones and people are constantly recording. So there's no doubt that she decided not to perform, because she didn't.
She wasn't there.
It seems as though that being last minute is also true, because there was an incident where the fill-in rappers messed up on the lines. And if you have enough time to know you're going to be doing that, most people usually end up to perform that without a hitch. And so we
Assuming she was really in pain. What if?
No, I mean, I have no problem with that. There's, with something like that kind of injury, obviously you're going to feel different from day to day.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that you let it go that far. Like, it was irresponsible in the grand scheme of things to wait until the last minute. Because obviously, if you give them enough heads up, assuming this is a nice, regular company, like, assuming a lot of the things we've implied about the desperation surrounding Tiara, really, that you, obviously, as one of the newest members of the group, you can't say, I don't want to go on stage because my leg hurts, when your senior members in the group have both gone on stage with leg injuries. Regardless of whatever pain they may or may not have been in, the pressure on you to perform, despite what's going on in your body, is intense. But if you'd given them a few hours' notice, maybe they could have submitted a version of the song without the rap verse. That way they wouldn't have to worry about trying to cover it up. And again, if that's what happened, if that's the major issue, it's ridiculous. You discipline the person, they don't perform with the group for a couple months or whatever, right? Or if worst comes to worst, and this is just the biggest display of a series of bad behavior, like they tried to hint, then yeah, would add up to dropping the person from the group, though not necessarily from the company. There have been several instances where
fishy.
I mean,
it's really fishy.
Obviously,
Namgyuri, right?
Yeah, and that's from this company. And obviously, we've had basically in the same amount of time, we've had the huge example of Jay Park being dropped from 2PM for what seems like suspicious reasons. I mean, obviously, you had a great uproar over what he said.
Years ago, on MySpace.
Long before his debut, but you also had these rumors that there was something else motivating the company to get rid of him, and we're never going to find out what that is. And obviously, he's managed to come back. Even Namgiri, who we started to talk about a little bit in the previous recording, she managed to come back as well. But both of them, I think, have been allowed to get to the point where they're able to sign with another agency because they didn't say anything about their current agency.
Yep.
Because they didn't give us the information that we crave. And in the absence of information, it is funny to see the difference between the Namgiri situation and this one. But I think with her, it may have been because she was the most popular member of the group. And it's easy for people to like the underdogs when they say, oh, we've been treated this way and we've constantly been ignored and our stage promotions have always been pushed back. There's a lot of times she didn't even appear with us on stage. All of those things, like when they add up, it's easy to take that person's side, especially when they come out first and they're crying and they're talking about how they've been abused at your hands and the CEO is right there with them.
Oh, God.
Talking about how lazy and ungrateful you were.
It was during a press conference, right? In public.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was while contract negotiations was going on. She said she didn't want to re-sign. Apparently, there had been some contract misconduct before. When they transferred labels, and she said that she hadn't signed for as long as she actually had, and she tried to sign with another company and they got wind of that, and that was an issue. And then I think 2 years later we had this, which was CS contract expired. You had Boram and Youngji, the two other members, they re-signed with CCM and Namgiri refused to. Even though they were having discussions, I think even up to the press conference, and they, I guess they realized that they were going to lose out. They were going to lose a lot of money from her popularity leaving Sia. So before they replaced her with a new member, they decided to publicly assassinate her character. So, and
you know what? It's just one thing though. People are not buying whatever is happening with Tiara right now and all his statements because of what happened with Namgiri. Definitely. I think they learned.
Like, even though a lot of people weren't on her side at the time, I think they've realized that, okay, this is a pattern now. I mean, not only have you had Namgiri leave a popular group and now Hwayoung leave a popular group over behavioral issues, because really that's what it came down to. You also have had Sumi, who was the best singer in Coed and was the former member of Sia before they pulled her out to put her in Coed. She left the company also. Not necessarily, rumor has it, over her own behavioral issues, but on behavioral issues within the rest of the group. And it's unfortunate that you would let your talent, that you would let it get to that point. Because if you have, again, he reiterates that there are 19 staff members watching the group constantly. So you know what the group dynamics are. And maybe not in this situation, allegedly, you didn't allow bullying to flourish within Tiara. But it seems as though you may have allowed it to flourish in other groups.
Yeah.
Because they don't make enough as much money, it's not as much of a concern. But
It's the company culture, I think, or the way Kim Function runs his company. This would not have happened if he wasn't like a tyrant.
Yeah.
And he goes and says, look, if you're lazy, if you don't pull your weight around, if you have attitude problems, you're out. And then that turns the girls into monsters.
That, obviously, even though he said no one specifically, obviously everyone in the group at the time thinks it's them. All right? You automatically think it has to be me. Even if you don't think you've been lazy, you don't think you've had attitude problems, you're constantly on watch for a situation where you might display that, where you might get tired because you haven't slept in 4 days and mess up a dance step on stage. You might think when that happens, oh God, I'm going to be the one to get cut. So in order to make sure that it's not you, I mean, we see this thing happen all the time when you have elimination shows. People form allegiances. People try to make the next person look worse so that they look better. Other people's mistakes.
Watching too much Survivor. Huh?
I don't think I've ever watched a single season. But you amplify other people's mistakes so that yours aren't noticed. It's simple human nature. Like, you get together, and I mean, obviously, this is an extreme example because who I remember it's from Battle Royale, but you had people who allied together and then realized only one of us can survive. So ultimately, the people who were friends ended up killing each other. So, you know, what more? And there was a really well-written article about trainee culture, about how you're forced to work so hard, basically on your own, for years. And then you're introduced to these people who they say you're going to be in a group with. You know nothing about them. All right?
Yeah, you just get thrown in like weeks before a debut.
And you're expected to live together and just
Be
gel
friends.
harmoniously.
Like each other.
And the point the person was making was you're expected, in any other job, if you dislike the people that you work with, that doesn't have to destroy you because when you go home, you don't have to deal with them. On your weekends, you don't have to see them.
But
But
if you're an idol, you live with them, right? You don't have a
yeah,
choice.
and you can't complain to anyone, especially in this case, because that's going to be seen as weakness and trying to sow discord within the group. So you're stuck internalizing all of these things, and that could lead to acting out because at some point you get extremely angry, and you know, there's nothing else you can do but lash out if you're not getting the proper avenues to get rid of that energy that you have pent up inside of you. It's obviously going to explode. Sometimes it's at yourself, sometimes it's at random people, and sometimes it's at the people it's actually intended to be at, which is usually in a work situation the most dangerous place to expel it.
Not very good. Not very good. You don't have breathing room.
Because if you throw that scale of a tantrum, you're not going to get hired by anyone else ever. And it seems like CCM was trying to insinuate that that's what happened. And like the thing that got me the most about this, and I know that most people who, you know, got up in arms about this whole situation, got really motivated, were not party to the last time it happened. But there's this really subtle, oh, we think she's a fabulous, you know, rapper, but she has a terrible attitude.
What?
And
Now, who's gonna sign her? Okay. If you're insinuating something like that, which label in their right mind would sign her?
none. And it's always this backhanded, oh, we think she's really great, except for all of these situations where she's awful. And we wish her the best with her future company.
But then
What?
again, we've screwed things up for you.
Like, who am I gonna get to talk with? Like, and the other thing is, CCM is, despite the way they manage their groups, like they have a small label, it's fairly big, right? And fairly
CCM
influential.
is under Mnet, right? It's
Yeah.
huge.
So none of the major labels are gonna get you because, hey, they have to work with these people. Mnet also has, does a lot of work in terms of the physical printing of albums and promotions with JYP, to a certain extent, and they did with YG as well. And a lot of other small labels also rely on either Mnet or Lowen, right? So, how are these companies gonna go after you? Like, people want just to stick it to CCM, because a lot of people were saying, you know, go sign with YG, go sign with JYP or SM, they'll treat you better. And I'm like,
They
what?
can't because they have to work with Mnet.
So all you really have the opportunity for is a small company. And like we've noticed, small company can have all of the same problems, but magnified, because you're the only artist. And
Yikes.
obviously CCM behaved like Tiara was the only artist, not letting them vacation for almost 3 years. Working them constantly, whether it's in traveling through Asia, whether it's being in dramas or being on variety shows or actually
Didn't
promoting
they just
music.
have their first vacation in how many years? 3 years?
Yeah, they did. Surprisingly, I think someone else was announced to be having their first vacation soon. I think Teen Top, their first vacation since debut in 2010. So This is what happens when you're the workhorse for a company, and you can see why people get burnt out. And people who get burnt out, they do start to act out. They do start to lose motivation for everything. And it's not laziness. It's the fact that they can't push their body any further or their minds. And you have a situation where you're causing people to have physical and mental breakdowns and then blaming it on them.
You're not tough enough. Is that what they're trying to say?
Exactly.
You're not cut out of this job. Hey, not good.
And obviously now, whether it's the fault of the individual members or not, because the bullying part of it, which people have begun to do ridiculous things, like search back through years of photos and videos for evidence of bullying, obviously because we're never going to get confirmation one way or the other, but they feel as though, and I think it's because of the young age of Hua Young specifically, not necessarily the other members, because some of them are quite a bit older, but because of that, people feel as though they have to protect her because no one else is. But
in reality, no one is going to protect her. She's all alone. She doesn't have the backing of a big company. She doesn't have the backing of her group or anyone else.
And she can't have the public backing of her family for obvious reasons.
So, one word. Yeah, screwed.
Exactly.
I could say.
So you have a person that, you know, has to go away, really for the good of herself, her family, and to a certain extent, Tiara, is in order for them to even have the opportunity of being treated well at their comeback, which is supposed to be in just 11 days.
They're still coming back. We didn't move that, but they canceled the concert.
Yeah, all of their other promotions are canceled until that date. This incident has to be past everyone's memory. Like, you have to hope that we have short-term memory when it comes to this issue. But I think that this is way too close. 15 days after the announcement that a person's been dropped for misbehaving, after we've seen what we feel is evidence of bullying within the company. And again, you can write it off as, oh, this is just a bumpy moment between members. Oh, they didn't mean what you assumed they meant. That doesn't help to clarify. And having a company talking head say that the girls aren't doing this or the girls aren't doing that, as opposed to even if it were the girls themselves up there lying, if they were lying, saying that they didn't do it, or telling the truth and saying that they had no intention of bullying her, whichever situation it is, you would have either ended up with public sympathy being on their side because something they've said was blown up, they've said on Twitter was blown out of proportion, or you would have extreme public sentiment turned against them because now they have the audacity to lie and pretend like they didn't do it. So, you know, you have this huge spectrum.
It's not going to turn out good, but either way, it's not going to turn out good for Tiara.
I think it would have been so much better for them if they hung it up until maybe December, which is... No, I'm serious.
It could still last that long.
Which is 4 months from now. It gives people time to let the incident get behind them. With this, it's still fresh for everybody.
Maybe next year, right? You know? Like, when people do stupid things, they disappear for a while. They don't promote.
Said December.
Don't do
December
anything.
Is Christmas time. People get Christmas, New Year's. People get drunk. All sorts of things happen. And what you had, really, with this incident was Nick Kun's thing get swept way under the rug.
Okay, good for Nick Kun then.
A lot of people were making jokes and macros about that fact that, you know, we've obviously forgotten about this. And usually there's nothing bigger in a year than a contract dispute. So it's unlikely that something is going to come up for the rest of the year that's going to trump that.
Nothing. I don't think people would even think about doing something like that. They would have learned. They would have managed to calm the idols down or maybe police what the idols do on Twitter or their Psyworlds or wherever.
I'm operating on the assumption that The Twitter accounts are going to be taken away from them, whether they're going to be closed or run by not interns, obviously, because I don't think they have interns, but run by managers or other staff members. And you will have like the artist will actually use their account only on special occasions. Like, so and so is going to answer questions for an hour today on their Twitter account. That sort of promotional thing. Like, you already had a huge problem with artists not getting to have cell phones for years. So it seems like this situation obviously is the first big controversy that Twitter has played a huge part in. So companies are gonna treat it less as a promotional tool and more as a tool that could get us in a lot of trouble.
Social networking sites can really get you into a lot of trouble. You can get anyone into a lot of trouble, not just these artists. I mean, sometimes if you do tweet and you're emotional and you're drunk, not good.
No. And the problem is, even if you delete it, whenever you say something out of the way like that, people screen cap it.
No.
People pass it around because they can't believe that you did something like this. So we got an email about the whole situation from Pastel Pink. Says, I was never a fan of Tiara, but as someone who reads about K-pop news every day, I can't help but share my thoughts on the ongoing drama. Since I don't really know the real story behind these rumors, I can only share my thoughts based on their press release and Twitter posts. I'm sure all idol groups went through a lot of disagreements, but because they tried to fix them among themselves, you'll hear them say that's what made them treat each other like brothers or sisters and treasure each one of them. Unfortunately, though, going public with your own dirty laundry only worsens the situation, just like what happened to Tiara. I'm not saying that CCM or only the other seven Tiara members are at fault. All of them made mistakes, including Hwayeon's sister and teacher, who posted about their sentiments online. As much as I want to understand that they only want to defend Hwayeon, I still think they should not have gotten themselves involved. It's the group's problem, not theirs. On the other hand, Hwayeon should either just keep quiet or just tell everything if she really wants to defy her group, instead of leaving cryptic messages that would lead to more misunderstandings. CCM CEO should have just kept his mouth shut instead of telling the press about Hwayeon's misbehavior and st yet still say he wants to protect her. No
That's
one
that
in
therapy.
their right mind would think he's trying to protect her. In the end, he still came out as a hypocrite, and that only made the remaining Tiara members look worse. After all, isn't Tiara supposed to be an idol group, a group that the kids, teens look up to? I don't think that they are behaving as good models for these young ones. After all this, it's still CCM who came out as unprofessional because of how they handled the situation. Kicking someone out of the group is fine if the complaints were real, but allowing the other members and even the CEO to air the person's bad behavior, I don't really see the need for that. Unless they are trying to salvage whatever little respect left, if there's anything left, that is, from their fans or viewers. I would want to see where the group will go from here, though.
Okay, where would they go? Nowhere. I'm giving them a year. And I'm so proud of you, Pastel Pink. You like K-pop now. Pastel Pink, I used to work with her in real life, okay? She was one of my minions, and she was never into K-pop before. She was into Chinese entertainment. And now apparently she likes K-pop, which is great. So I guess it's some sort of an influence.
It's because it brings the drama. I think that's what it is. But again, most of her points echo what we've been saying, and obviously it's unprofessionalism all around. But if someone gets slandered the way we assume she has been, it's very hard to stay silent, like, even though you know you have to. And as someone's, not only as their sister, for God's sake, as their twin sister, you feel like you have to say something. And obviously, what was said by Hyoyeong and the rap instructor was said before the press release. Obviously, they haven't said it. They haven't said anything since. So in that respect, they've behaved properly and they haven't been public with what was going on. But in that situation, I feel like Tiara did this publicly, so we have to react publicly.
It's the thing.
Otherwise,
Everyone did it out in public. Everyone acted out in public. And you know, She's right. You don't air your dirty laundry out in public. And if there's one thing that, because, you know, she was part of my team before, right? So I'm sort of like their CEO. I always tell them, Pascal Pink used to work with me. And I used to be her boss, right? So I always tell them, each and every one of them, if you have issues, do not let anyone know. Okay? It's internal to the group. It would only look bad for everyone, not just the team, for everyone. So you have to resolve everything within the group. You don't want it to get to a point where everyone knows, because it's going to make it hard for everyone. Yeah, typical. That's how it works.
And again, it's unfortunate that it's gotten to this extent. Obviously, whoever is innocent in this, I wish them the best, but I doubt anyone is truly innocent. Obviously, I think you've had actions blown out of proportion, whether it's Hwayoung's tantrum, whether it's the bullying on Twitter. I think that we've all reacted worse than we would have typically, because we're at an unprecedented time when so much of what's going on with these people who live a world away and speak a language we don't understand, we have a unique insight into their personal life. Like before, we just had what fans say happened. Now we can follow them and they just give us this information. Like, you will just have a...
You have to know that, right?
You just have a public slander fest on Twitter with the world watching, really, and assume we're not going to figure out what you're talking about.
It's not going to look good for anyone. It's not going to look good for you. It's not going to look good for your company. It's not going to look good for the person that you're slandering. And it's not going to look good for your future, if you have a future to speak of.
And it's clearly, you know, easier to get rid of one person that you perceive to be the problem than to discipline seven people. And obviously, in the Twitter thing, I think only five of them participated, not all seven. But the other two didn't exactly stop it from happening either. Like, none of them were like, hey, guys, maybe we shouldn't talk about this on Twitter. Or...
Send a private message or a direct message or something, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, maybe they did that. Oh, we just don't know.
Yeah, because it didn't go as far as it could have gone. Like, they could have been talking about that for the whole day, really, and it only came out to a few minutes. But obviously, you know, there have been missteps by everyone. So this is why, really and truly, the 15 days is not enough time. Like, you really need to teach them, again, obviously, social network etiquette. Obviously. You need to relax the environment around them. This is not helping them. You know, you have a couple things that could be going on. Either these girls are all monsters, which none of us want to believe, because usually a group won't have five monsters in it. Maybe one. But not all of them. Not so many of them. So you need to relax the environment that has allowed, apparently, or allegedly, for them to behave like monsters. Okay, you need to relax the kind of environment that would cause someone who is more talented and prettier than other people, allegedly, to get bullied out of the group. So maybe you think from your past experience creating girl groups that this is the way you have to do it, but clearly nowadays this is not what's going to work.
Yeah.
And people have already been biased against your company, and this is not helping. It's only creating more people who would have been on the fence of thinking, I want to see more evidence. At least it's not happening to the group I like. Now they're more on the side of, this is a despicable company and I want everyone to leave. And they're not going to support your groups while they're with you.
Exactly. And I really do not see a very nice future for Tiara. At least in the coming year or so. Maybe after 3 years, but everyone's forgotten about it. Because look at what happened to Sia. It was disbanded, right?
Yeah, it did. Really, pulling Sumi out to make co-ed was more or less the death blow for the group. I think one of them is still signed with CCM in hopes of a solo career, but who knows where that will go.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's it. I mean, we don't really know anything yet, or we don't really know anything much, or I don't think we're ever gonna find out.
No,
It's the most that we're gonna get.
that's what I think. All we're gonna get is these random tidbits of rumors and so forth, from people that want to drive up their website hits, really, under the guise of giving us more information about the situation. Nothing's really clarified anything. It's all been more speculation. It's all been more unsourced evidence posts. So, unfortunately, we have to give the situation time for the sake of the person you're trying to defend, for the sake of Hua Young. Stop it. I want the truth as much as you do, but if the truth is controlled by powerful people, you're
You're
never
not
gonna
gonna
get
get it.
it.
No. Just learn from history, okay? You know what happened before. And you can always predict what's gonna happen in the future with what happened in the past with CCM. Let's put it that way, okay?
So the last thing, and this is just to give you heads up, this is happening. There's going to be a film named Toy that's going to portray the sexual bribes that exist in the entertainment
Chandrayaan, yeah.
industry, inspired primarily by Jang Jae-yeon's
I read
case
that.
and subsequent death. It says that the script is going to consist of real events mixed alongside fictional ones. So we can look forward to that. Again, it's a very heavy topic to cover, and it may make some people very upset, but it will be interesting to see, especially if this is a good movie, the public reaction to it.
Because it's the reality of what's really going on. We discussed Jang Jae-yeon last year, right?
Yes, we
She was the
did.
first. She was the first free talk topic, if I'm not mistaken. Wow, long time ago. But I hope this will open the eyes of the public to what's really going on. I'm sure a lot of people are aware of it. It's like the biggest open secret that no one really wants to talk about—the white elephant in the room.
It takes people so long to really find out about what sponsors are, because I was probably into it for 2 or 3 years before I even saw the word. So, and that's a disgusting, ugly thing that a lot of people are struggling with, and we really have no idea what's going on behind their fake smiles. So.
Should watch out for the movie. Okay, this a wrap? Episode
Yeah,
6?
that
Yeah.
is a wrap.
All right, so thank you everyone for listening. This has been episode 56, Andy.
Okay, so the email address is the always rational kpop podcast at gmail.com. So you always feel free to send us email about any topic, really. Like we said, our intention with this podcast was to be the friends that people didn't necessarily have in real life that they could talk to about kpop. The website is airkpop.com, facebook.com/airkpop, twitter.com/airkpoppodcast, and the forum is located at ssanetwork.freeforums.org. Go ahead and go there to interact with us to a certain degree and to learn more about the other associated podcasts with us. So thank you guys for listening to episode 56.
Yep,
Bye.
it's a wrap. Have a good one. Bye.
Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선어해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해. 그런 선어해. 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일
머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선호해 점잖아